This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can join us by calling toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, Chris, did you see the big news out of New York City?
Yes.
Did you see the news that they're finally free to dance?
I am so thrilled I can go to New York and dance. Without threat of arrest or fine.
Yeah, this is something that when I saw the headline here, I was like, wait a second, what? I never knew that dancing was highly restricted in New York City, but apparently it was. The article coming from Fee, as of this week, New Yorkers are finally free to dance. As incredible as it seems, the law that mostly banned dancing in New York clubs and bars has finally fallen, fully 91 years after it was passed. The law that a majority of New York City Council voted to repeal was called the Cabaret Law. Yes, it was heavily enforced since its inception, and increasingly so, especially in the 1980s, as a supposed way of cleaning up the city. The end of the oppression was widely celebrated. Now, Chris, I know we often give you a hard time about being a little older than us.
A little.
But
Jesus.
Well, the age gap between me and you is less than the age gap between me and Heather.
Yeah.
Right. I'm old enough to be her father, for God's sake.
Yeah, probably,
but I have heard stories that, and, you know, I'm not old enough to have, you know, like, seen this firsthand, but I heard stories that in the 1980s, apparently Times Square was like a you-don't-want-to-go-there area. It wasn't really that tourist mecca that it is now.
No, it was a scary place. It was infested with lots of crime and a seedy sort. I mean, there was a lot of prostitution, a lot of drugs, stuff like that.
Yep, so in comes the enforcement of the Cabaret Law that was passed in 1926? So we've got to wait, you know, 50-some-odd years to actually just crack down using this Cabaret Law to clean up the city. The law banned any musical entertainment, singing, dancing, or other forms of amusement without a license. Now, you might be asking, well, just go get the license and just pay the fee. Because I know there's somebody thinking, oh, well, there's a license. Just go get the license. What's the problem? Just get the license.
That's fairly common. Lots of towns will have some sort of entertainment license, you know what I mean?
Right. So just go get the license. Well, again, according to Fee, the process of getting one was so difficult with a labyrinth of bureaucracy to navigate that of the 25,000 bars and restaurants in New York City, only 97 had a permit. The law began as a way to crush speakeasies. But the New York Times explains how the law grew more intense over time. They say from the 1940s to 1967, the city required performers and employees of cabarets to be fingerprinted and carry cabaret cards, which could be denied if the applicant had a police record. The star-studded list of musicians who were denied cards or had them revoked included Thelonious Monk and Charlie Parker. Billie Holiday could not get a club date for many years before her death because she had a narcotics record. Ray Charles, the blind blues singer, cannot work here for the same reason, according to an article from the Times in 1966. Frank Sinatra refused to sing in New York for years rather than submit to the indignity of the required fingerprinting. The law has been continuously enforced.
So that's surprising. You think of this as like a blue law. You know, it's like, you know, you can't spit on the sidewalk on Thursday mornings in some ridiculous town.
When I think of blue laws, I think of the ones that say you're not allowed to purchase alcohol on a Sunday. Stores aren't allowed to be open before noon on a Sunday. It must close by 6 p.m. to make sure that everybody has that opportunity to go to church.
Well, there's those, but there are just some absolute...
No sporting events on Sundays.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of them, and a lot of them were tied to religious standards at one point or another, and that's
right.
Not a, you know, saying good, bad, and different. It's just saying that that's how they got started, but a lot of it was, you know, stores could not be open past dusk on the Sabbath and things like that, but there were some really strange ones. I mean, there's still laws across the country that forbid adultery, for example.
Right.
There
was actually...
Adultery, like cheating on your spouse?
Yes.
I'm all for
like
that.
Like a local ordinance.
I'm all for those laws.
That law is on the books in New Hampshire.
Don't be getting married and cheating on people, okay?
Tell me how you're going to enforce that law.
What do you mean? Same way it is.
What do you mean?
Social
you go into people's bedrooms and make
I will
sure?
not. You know what? There's only so many hours in the day. There's only so many unjust laws for me to fight. I'm not about to sit here and defend the dude that wants to go cheat on his wife. Sorry.
How about the selling of RVs?
Next.
So,
on Sunday.
Hold on. Let's talk about the...
I was a little kid that can't have a lemonade stand. I'll battle that one out.
Let's talk about the adultery law for a minute.
All right,
because
let's go.
There was a proposal a couple of years ago in New Hampshire to repeal the New Hampshire adultery law. And one of the members of the committee said, well, I know we don't enforce the law, and nobody that testified knew when the last time anybody had actually been prosecuted for violating the law.
Right.
But we can't just repeal this, because then that would send the message that we condone the activity.
Right. I think it would, and I don't think they should repeal
really?
It. Really? Yeah, I do. I think it sends a message having that law in the book.
Who does this send a message to?
Just in general.
Just
I mean,
tell
I
me
think,
who is dissuaded
I don't know.
From
I just, I think
having
cheaters
sex
are disgusting
because there's
people,
a law against
and I
it.
Think it's dishonest. And I don't like dishonest people.
So you would, hold in on. The same
so
sense,
I
if you're going to make it about...
Times,
hold on,
I mean,
so, Heather, neither
whatever.
Me nor Chris are advocating that people cheat on
I
their
know.
Spouse.
I'm just saying I won't shed a tear if cheaters...
We're saying that
trouble.
They should not go to jail for doing so.
Is that the
okay,
role, of, is that
you know
the role
what?
Of government?
You're taking, okay, sexually transmitted diseases, this kind of stuff. Like, when you're cheating on someone, it's not just, oh, I'm going and, you know, doing some harmless little activity. You can give somebody diseases and end up giving them cervical cancer that could, you know, you could give them HIV. You could do all of this other stuff. Like,
all of that could happen without
sex
cheating.
Sex is not, like, an extracurricular activity like eating breakfast. And people need to start taking sex as, like, a more, you know, it's a responsible thing to do. And people shouldn't be having sex. They can't be responsible in doing it. And, you know, when you enter into responsible relationships with people and get married with people, it's dishonest to then go and cheat on them and put them potentially...
Nobody's saying it's not dishonest.
That's what
right.
I'm saying. I think that the laws should stay on the books.
Okay, then
so
I'm going
to
advocate,
go to
Daryl.
Prison.
Nope, I'm going to advocate for this, Daryl. The ownership...
You go to prison for fraud. What's the difference?
No.
You're cheating, you're defrauding someone or whatever.
Cervical cancer may kill people.
Yeah, and you can get it from some sexually transmitted diseases.
True. But when you get shot with a gun, it will kill you. The odds are really, really high. So what I'm going to advocate using Heather logic is that we ban private ownership of all firearms. Because people will
I'm
die.
I'm not saying
no,
that.
No, no, no. Listen.
When you
listen
enter into a relationship, it's a two-way street.
Doesn't matter. I'm entering into a relationship with my government, and I'm saying I don't want people to die from firearms. Therefore, just outlaw them. Outlaw them, and if you need to, go search house to house to find all of them. That way, I will save more lives. So that's a good thing, right? It's moral, right? We don't want people to die, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the difference here?
What do you mean?
You're going to advocate for laws against adultery. saying, you don't care if they exist. I'm just saying, okay, let's come up with laws that ban the private ownership of firearms.
That's some people so will not, different.
You're, no, it's yeah, people won't different. Die.
Your calls yep. and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to have a home security system that gets delivered right to your door that then allows you through a very easy set up to connect it directly to your smartphone so that you can watch the stream of that security camera anytime you want to. Or maybe you just want to wind up being notified whenever anything moves in front of the camera. Well, you can do that with the Blink Home Security System. Again, there's an easy setup, and even with a complicated router system, you should be able to get it set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And again, you can set it up to either give you a notification whenever anything moves in front of the wireless camera, or you can check the stream anytime you want from your phone. And we've got a deal for you. Get three Blink security cameras for what the other guys charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. That website one more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Started off the hour talking about the law that has been removed in New York City that allows people to dance. And then somehow we wound up going from dancing to adultery, and, well, we've got Charlie calling in from Kentucky that wants to talk about
phone
adultery.
Lit up.
Oh, great.
Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I don't really have a position for or against the law itself. I just took issue with the argument comparing outlawing guns to prevent murder as a comparison to having a law against adultery.
Thank you.
That was Chris that made that comparison.
I know, that was a pretty big leap, wasn't it?
No, but what I'm saying is if your argument was, you know, this can promote STDs and that can cause people to get cervical cancer and get sick and potentially die, I'm saying, okay, well, I'll propose outlaw guns.
I'm saying outlaw, like, adultery and sex is different.
But your whole argument hinged on STDs.
So
go ahead,
Charlie,
caller. I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
The counterpart to your argument in this context would be to outlaw relationships. That's the equivalent of outlawing gun ownership.
Yeah, there you go.
Gun ownership itself doesn't equate to murder, and a relationship itself doesn't equate to adultery.
Thank you.
Very good. I agree with that completely. And to be clear, I'm being extremely facetious. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm an ardent supporter and activist on Second Amendment issues.
Yeah, I just think it took it two steps above.
Well, that was by intent.
Yeah, but it skipped over the actual cause, which is cheating on someone, leads to these other issues.
Well, the cheating isn't the cause. There are underlying causes, and there have been a lot of studies that try to figure out why do people cheat.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, there's something missing. They don't necessarily feel as appreciated by the partner as they once did. So they're getting a little extra attention, and then, you know, it just winds up leading to something else.
Right. Or what if that person is actually truly compatible with this person that they met, much more so than who they were with?
Then now, a decent human being, have the respect to leave the other person and be
the first relationship.
It.
Yep, I don't disagree.
Come on. I mean, come on. Like, I think the world that we live in today, like, they make it seem like sex is just some, like, oh, yeah, it's like eating breakfast. It's just, it's treated like it's something so minor, but it's like, you could potentially have kids. I mean, just look at the court system in this world, like, you know, with families divided, divorce rates on the rise. I mean, nobody has family values anymore. And then everyone's out screwing each other and, like, having kids, and then the kids grow up a mess, and it's like we're destroying the world by having no, like, you know, set of values.
So should having a child out of wedlock be illegal?
No, I have one out of wedlock. I was a single mother, but you know what? It's honestly, like, I look back on some of the things, like, I wish I was in a more structured, like, you know, being taught certain things that I wasn't when I was younger. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm learning from my own mistakes. Like, it's been hard raising a daughter by myself. Like, sex is no joke. You get pregnant, you have a kid. Like, that's a lifelong commitment, really.
Nobody's saying that it isn't.
Okay, but that's why I'm saying, like, adultery, people that enter in, that make these agreements, and they're trying to plan a life, and they're trying to do things to go and cheat, to me, that's very disgusting behavior.
We're not saying it's
not bad behavior.
Hold on, she's making a moral argument when the question came up about blue laws. What my question is what role does government play in what goes on between two people consensually? And you can disagree with what they're doing
all you want,
but does government have a role?
Do we not all have a stake in the future?
Does government have a role in policing what two people do in a bedroom?
I'm going to say yes, the government has a role in enforcing contractual agreements.
Okay, and then make your marriage a contractual agreement.
That's what marriage is.
No, it is rarely a contractual agreement. It is usually an agreement made in a church. Now, what I'm saying is drop a marriage contract.
Implied consent, whatever, you can get all technical.
You can argue that all you wish, but if people wish to enter into a contractual agreement, that to me means something very different than a service in a church. And I don't discount the value of doing something before God. I don't. I don't disagree with you there, and I don't disagree with you that it is morally reprehensible to cheat on your spouse. What I do disagree with you on vehemently is whether our government has a role in that. And that's where you and I are just going to differ. I don't think I don't need government in the bedroom at all. And if people wish to behave morally reprehensible, then that is one of those risks that we assume in a free society. You can have it the other way. You can have it like some Muslim countries where what's the penalty for adultery?
Depending upon the sex of the partner, depends upon the punishment in some of the theocratic places.
Stoning, I think, in Iran for the woman?
In the United States, not too long ago, it was illegal to get divorced in a lot of cases because the marriage vow says, till death do us part.
I mean, there's other, like, third world countries and stuff like that where there's no government and people just go around screwing each other like animals. I mean,
name a place that doesn't have government.
Right, please.
Because I would really love to go there and see some free. Oh, there's Lieberland, but everybody that tries to go there gets arrested.
I don't know. Well, but what is government? We think of government just because American government is more organized than like other governments where it's government is really just any hierarchy of people. When you think about it, any business that has a hierarchy that, like, has positions of power and authority that give orders to people beneath them, that's a form of government.
I get that. But the basic question, the question I keep coming back to, is does government have a role in enforcing laws or creating a law that says two people cannot sleep with someone who is not their spouse?
Let's look at how to change behavior then. Let's talk about that when we get
back. Is that the role of government, to change behavior?
Charlie, I'm not sure if you've got more to say. I'm going to put you on hold just in case you do. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Should people go to prison for adultery? This is Free Talk Live.
I didn't say that.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever wanted to start a website or blog, but you've not been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week, over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off just for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL. It's Daryl, Heather, and Chris in studio. Let's go back to Charlie calling in from Kentucky. Charlie was calling in because, well, somehow we wound up going from talking about dancing being legalized in New York City to talking about adultery. Charlie, continue with your thoughts. Let me try that again. Charlie, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, continue with your thoughts.
Okay, yeah. So three things just to add quickly to what you most recently said was, and my thoughts are, you can't legislate morality. Secondly, marriage is, in a sense, a verbal contract or commitment, that there's rarely ever consequence for breach of contract. And then The third thing is the real harm or pain that's most instantly felt from cheating is really the lying and deception and betrayal involved in the cheating itself. It's not so much the physical act. That's pretty much all I got left for you.
I agree with you completely on that.
Well, see, the way I look at it is if when people do get married and they sign a contract and they sign that they're getting married to this person, then enforcement of it just becomes contract enforcement, which isn't that a libertarian position?
Charlie, thank you for the call. Well, we need to figure out what exactly is in this contract because
I were to get married with somebody and we would both, and I, my husband and I agree not to sleep with it, have sexual relations with any other person, and then they go and do it.
Right.
They're legally, they should be held accountable, right?
Are you drawing up a contract?
I will when I get married.
The marriage license doesn't have terms of a contract. Marriage vows are, for the most part, you know, mostly the same, but, you know, people can make up their own parts of the marriage vows. So if one person's marriage vows is, I will love you forever, and then they stop loving the person, but they remain married, that's technically a violation of the contract. So how do you enforce that?
What are you talking about?
No. Frequently during vows, I
will
love
you
forever.
Through sickness and health, through poorness and wealth.
Till death do us part.
You have to argue your case. I mean, if you breach that contract, that's up to whoever breaches it to argue their case as to why, and then it'll be decided. I mean,
so
that's what happens in any disputed contract.
Right. I would have no issue with somebody taking somebody else to court saying, you know what, we got married. We both made this verbal contract. I think you violated it, let's say by cheating. Therefore, I'm suing you for damages.
You have to make the victim whole.
Okay.
That's libertarian.
That's different than saying it should be on the books that it is illegal to do X.
Exactly.
It is illegal. The way I see adultery I don't know how the law is exactly written, but the way I see it is when you enter into a marriage contract, adultery is the term given to violating that contract.
Right. 'Cause you are advocating taking this outside the area of contract law between two people. One person has been wronged and the other person hasn't. You're taking it to say the state has a role. The state needs to make it against the law so the state can charge the party that wronged the other with a crime. That's what you're advocating. That's where we disagree.
A contract.
If you want to treat a marriage as a contract, then by all means, both people, if they go into it understanding that this is a contract, and it's probably, it's basically a prenup.
You don't have to get married. Nobody has to get married. Like, if a guy or a girl is going to get married, then they should own up to what it is they're agreeing to do with the other person.
Then do a prenup.
Like, whatever you want to call it. Either
that
way,
eliminates
once you
the need for me to have the state involved in the bedroom.
If boyfriends and girlfriends want to cheat on each other, I don't consider that to be like adultery or anything, right? Because if you wait till marriage, and marriage, what is marriage, right? If it's binding two people together and you're agreeing to be faithful to each other and X, Y, Z or whatever, then somebody cheats, that should be, in my opinion, a crime.
A crime.
It's a crime. There's a victim.
There can be a victim, but the question is,
how is this unlibertarian?
Because government has no responsibility, no role.
I'm not an anarchist, libertarian.
It doesn't. That's not libertarian. Libertarians would say, this is between these two people, and they should be able to work it out in whatever way meets their needs. And that can be through mediation, that could be through a prenuptial contract and involving the court system if they wished. But my biggest beef is I don't need a law on the books that tells me that this person faces criminal charges because of an action that took place in a bedroom.
Well, we can have a discussion now on what the charges should be for cheating.
I thought that's what we've been doing for the last 25 minutes.
What do you think? So if somebody answers it, right, you have a business that you're working on, right? So if somebody were to breach a contract, should they go to jail?
If I wish to sue them, I would do so. I would not be charging them with...
And if they didn't pay the money that you sued them for, what would happen?
Then I would...
They would go to jail.
In theory, be able to seize assets if they have them.
So because they deceived you... And applied your words and did all this other stuff, they would defraud you. You'd sue them, and if they didn't pay, they'd get put in handcuffs by the state and go to jail.
No, I, like Daryl said, I would proceed. I would have to pursue making myself whole, and that could be
lien against their property,
asset seizure, all these different things.
Same thing with Ian and his tenants there the other day when they wouldn't leave, right? So we were going to call the state to come in and remove them.
No, they called the state.
Who called the state? But Ian was going to call the police to remove them if they didn't leave by midnight,
They called the state to keep Ian from removing them from an agreement that they had made.
Exactly, but I'm saying agreements and contract enforcement is totally libertarian.
Let's go to the phone. We've got Michael calling in from Texas. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, fellas. Quick personal story I'd like to share real quick and then see what Daryl specifically thinks about the issue. It kind of makes me feel like a hypocrite when I debate people about it because, maybe 15 years ago, my wife was pregnant and we had a baby that was going to be born with no skull on, no top portion of their skull. And the doctor said, you know, the baby may be born dead. The baby may, may live a few hours, but the baby's not going to live. So we tried to go through all these alternate routes, like try to donate organs from the baby and stuff. And no state would like say, okay, yeah, we will, you know, we'll find donors for the organs of your baby. You know, they wouldn't agree to like murder, as they put it, basically. That anyway. So my wife ended up having an abortion. This is like 15 years ago, and I'm really opposed to people having an abortion. I do feel like it's murder, and I'm curious what the most principled libertarian that I can think of, you know, thinks about this issue about abortion. You know, when is it abortion? And
I think in a lot of cases it can be. And Michael, thank you for the call. I think in a lot of cases it can be murder. Fortunately, technology is moving in the direction to where you can put an unborn baby into an artificial womb. Hopefully that happens sooner rather than later. And then you can just remove the unborn child and still allow it to, you know, be born and hopefully go up for adoption. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And if you like the show and you listen to the podcast version of the show, and we know that people listen to the podcast version of the show, if you've not left a rating and a review on iTunes or Stitcher or any of the other podcast aggregating site things like that, please do so. And make sure it's an honest review. Don't just give us 5 stars because we asked you to leave a rating and a review. And don't just give us 1 star, you know, unless you actually think it's only 1 star. But really, if you're listening, you think it's higher than 1 star. So give honest rating, honest review, because the more ratings and reviews that we get, the more chances that other people will stumble upon the show and be exposed to the ideas of liberty. So please, leave us those ratings, leave us those reviews. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I normally don't have the opportunity to hear the Thursday show. I came in late today. I had a question about some conversations that were had, I guess, maybe as far back as a month ago.
I can't say that I recall conversations from a month ago, but go ahead, ask the question, and hopefully either me, Chris, or Heather can answer the question.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let you flounder. I'm going to build up to it and tell you exactly what I'm referring to, Daryl. Heather, by the way, the last time I heard the show, you were building quite a fan club, as I recall. So I think with your admission that you're single, you're probably going to add to those numbers significantly.
Right.
So you go, young lady. My sons are not married, so you're probably in their age group. I have to have them start listening to the show. I think you did that well,
thank
by the
you.
Way. I can see why you have quite the following.
Have them watch the YouTube feed. That's the best way.
Yeah,
you can find that at youtube.freetalklive.com.
Both of that can handle the feed for that, but I can download it. So yeah, I can see you guys after the fact. By the way, real quick, you know, speaking of marriage contracts, you know, in most societies, at least here in the U.S., you know, it actually is a contract. If you'd like to avoid the state, which there's no reason to involve them in the marriage, you know, you don't need three people in the marriage, two people I think is plenty, then it would be a covenant. Yet, even with a covenant, although not legally enforceable necessarily, you could go to a court of equity and, you know, that covenant would be looked at. If both of you agreed to have a judge hear the case, if you remember, the old People's Court, Judge Wapner, he was empowered to hear those cases because the people who were coming to him, they were sworn and they pleaded the court to hear the case. That's
right,
actually
correct.
What gave him the power to hear that. In the court of equity, it's all about what's fair. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick.
It's a good
my
point.
Question was this. Relative to the guy Ricky, Commonwealth Ricky, he had quite an eerie conversation with you guys about being sworn as some type of probation officer.
Yeah.
And he said, and I wanted to know if he ever clarified this, but I thought it really was eerie. He said he had a girl that he was responsible for legally, but she escaped for a while, and it took him a while to find her. And if you recall, there was a joke made about, Heather, I think you brought up, you got a lot of laughs from it. You said, well, was she on a leash? And
I called him out on it because I sensed there was something really creepy about it. And it seemed like at first nobody really wanted to say anything.
In Pennsylvania?
No, but yeah, I was just trying. I've always tried to imagine what court or what probation system allows probation officer. He made it sound like he was deputized to enforce the terms of a probation. Is that how you took it? It just didn't ring true to me.
There's a group of people in the United States. I don't necessarily disagree with their views, but you've heard of the corporate America and the organic constitutional United States of America. Well, the corporate America really kind of is a false overlay of the organic constitutional United States of America. United States of America, the organic version, is in lowercase. It's the United States of America, not as one entity, but as the states being united.
Right.
Now, this particular group, they believe that they have the authority to deputize folks, to appoint judges, to hold courts, to issue writs and warrants. I'm wondering if Ricky is involved in something like that and working off of some type of idea that he's got some type of legal authority within a group such as that.
It's very likely, and if you listen to the way he always, you know, makes reference to the Commonwealth, and it's not necessarily part of the rest of the United States, it's starting to make sense that he might be involved with one of those, for lack of a better term, a sovereign citizen type group.
Yeah, the one I think of when you talk about that is the Republic for the United States of America. Have you guys ever heard of that one?
I have.
Yeah, it's basically, it sets up a parallel government with its rules that they believe follow the Constitution, and should the need arise, they can instantly transition over and assume all roles within the government. So,
right.
Yeah.
The United States, in all capital letters, they consider a fiction, and it actually is. Like I said, I don't necessarily disagree with what they lay forth as their claims because they're pretty accurate in that regard. However, when you take extra jurisdictional authority onto yourself or give it to yourself under those beliefs, you're really committing high crimes. In fact, he would be kidnapping regardless of how right he thinks he is.
Right.
You know, he could be looking at life in prison if he's actually involved in those types of things. I would
no idea whether he really is.
That.
Yeah.
And next time he calls, I'll leave you with this. Maybe try to probe him and dig a little deeper on that.
No, I plan on it. I tried to. I don't know if you listened back. I was probing him pretty hard there.
Hold on. I can't hear both of you. Tom, continue.
I was just telling Ricky if he's listening you know, don't be doing that extra jurisdictional, giving yourself authority under these groups, because you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Tom, thank you for the call. Heather, you were saying that you tried probing.
Yeah, well, last time he was on, like, I remember at first I thought it was like a joke, and then all of a sudden he made one comment, and I remember looking at Chris, like, did that just come out the way I think it? Like, it came out really creepy. Like,
yeah.
It almost sounded like he had this woman hostage, and I, like, it dawned, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, did you just say, like, I can't remember exactly the words I used, but it did strike me as a really odd conversation and a little bit of cause for concern. I mean,
well, to be fair, every conversation with Ricky is a really odd conversation, and that's why.
But this one,
yeah, just the phrases he used, it was just pretty weird.
The way he
weird.
Described his relationship with her and her getting away
really
and him
not.
Finding her. I don't know.
And speaking of really weird conversations, Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of bewildered that there's people that are against bad driving here in New Mexico.
Against bad driving?
I'm against bad driving. I don't think that there should be people driving badly.
Yeah, who's
well,
against
unless,
it?
Like service announcement on the radio to remind people to slow down on the yellow and stop on the red and stop at the stop sign. It's comical to me. I mean, but you guys live over there. I'm talking about here in New Mexico. Why would people of New Mexico want a stop at a red light instead of running it at 50 miles an hour?
Did you ask why people actually stop at the red lights? I just want to make sure I heard your question correctly.
Well, over here, they run red lights all they want. And then they want a public service announcement to slow down at the yellow light. So they want safe driving habits announced and reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
They actually hired two actors to remind people. You know, so it's very bizarre to me. I got the idea that everybody in New Mexico likes reckless driving, and they love getting T-boned. You know,
not everybody. We know you do not.
Sarah, thank you for the call. Yep, as I suspected, very strange call. That's it for tonight. We will be back tomorrow, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.